Yeah, we're back. Nothing to look at here. There's nothing weird about two guys in bathrobes drinking white wine talking about feelings. Nothing weird about that at all. We're here for JT. Every time I say After Dark, I want you to play that. You ready?
Yep.
It's time for After Dark. Yeah. Wait, I got to tie my shoe first. Okay. All right, so this is the segment for the darker side of things. That's why we call it After Dark. Yeah. All right. All right, we're going to do one segment. 720-240-9766.
Oh, the rules.
Rule one, have your poem ready.
Two.
Number two, no hate speech.
That's it.
And that's it. Oh, and if you see a possum, kill it. It's not a pet.
That's right.
All right, here we go. 720-240-9766.
That number again is 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID, World Poetry Open Mic. You know, the thing about that little tag right there is when I go, such a dirty mind, and she goes, oh. Then there's one little sound she makes beneath my voice. It's like, eh.
Yeah.
That's the thing that cracks me up is that one right there.
Yep.
All right. So here we are in After Dark. Yeah. What's there to say? Okay. Hey, we're going to go right to our callers. We have six poets lined up. This is great. Six, half of my favorite number.
I did not know your favorite number was 12.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Yeah, 12 is just, it's just a complete number.
Makes sense.
You know, it's both even and odd. And if you put them together,
it makes
three, which odd, technically. Okay. All right, hey, let's go to, speaking of odd, let's go to Sinister in Missouri. Hey, this is, we all are odd here.
That's
if we're
true.
All here, as we all are.
All
right.
Odd, yeah.
Hey, Sinister, how's it going?
It's going good. It's going good.
All right, man. Well, here, you're here to lead us off. I think this is a great position for you here. So we're going to step back and let you go.
All right, I'm going to disturb you all. Every slit, your demented lover. Black. The last thing you recall is pain. Steering head pounding, blackout pain. Some tea, that's what scares in the light. Thank you, mushroom, the light dark pain. Eyes blinded by the swinging halo above. Mouth dry from being tight and jammed. Flesh in mind. What's happening? Muttering incoherently in waves of terrorized hellos. I picked you for those eyes and innocent smile. You remind me of spring as a child. Some may say it's a motherly resemblance, but they're wrong. It was the babysitter, Tammy. Just a couple years older. So damn pretty. She was not for me, my little sister in her care. I took Tammy to a special place like this. Tied her naked to a table on a whim. Her skin was soft as a puppy clown in May. Truly an adventure of anatomy and rape. I never had sex or with anyone then. Of course, this changed with my lovely pet. She screamed for mercy when fingernails went. Begged for Jesus to appear when skin flared. Oh, how she mumbled tragically when I took it on. Amazing how deep an eye socket can be penetrated. Skull fucking her into a lobotomy. Blood oozes. I tell you what a surprise. We ejaculation on high. Power and dominance is I'm the giver and taker of life. She held out best by far, lasting an entire week. I've become skilled over the years, quite splendidly. You, my love, will be a canvas I will diligently paint. A supple sculpture I will form with vigorous steps. Take me in like a trashy high school whore. In our culmination, your head will explode. Cock is a shotgun, you will feel the impact. Devour you in fine bits with a vintage Merlot. Get their lady lips and chocolate ran hot. Chew on your clitters to scream mercy. Passionately as his potter's front displayed. I've recorded all my occasions without fake delay. Smile bigger, darling, a star for once, nevermore. Tinseltown, adulterers broken from behind. Vicious contractions on appendages, parrot limbs. Cramming my pistol in your throat, Russian roulette. And then for you is summoned by the crow's call. Tyrannical dismemberment, I'll bathe in your blood. Now some may say I'm a bit deranged. Others would say I'm Satan's son, insane. Every therapist has said, they'll commit. but I'll leave no witnesses. Never a loose end. Speak multi-personality disorder of brimsy and grit. All high in my dungeon of horror, I maniacally live. Stick-witted, demented lover of gore and sin. So toodles, love. What an engagement fate's enacted. True, I'm the reaper, lover of provocative filth. Who fuck every sender and caress every stilt.
Wow, Sinister, leading us off with the bang here. You know, JT made the comment as we were listening. It's like, you know, it's kind of like snuff poetry. And it's, you know, I mean, it really is, yeah.
It borders that line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone actually gave that compliment, like, elegant snuff on paper. I said, I could take that challenge.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be the way it would come across, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Huh.
Wow.
Yeah, I got about 5 or 6 pieces that way. I got a whole book planned in my head to make marquees, de Sade, and...
I see where you're going with that.
Yeah.
I see where you're going with that. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks a lot, Sinister. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
You too.
You too.
All right, now we're going to go to Cleveland.
In just a moment.
To Cleveland.
In a moment.
Thank you, Cleveland! We're going to go to Cleveland, Ohio, and visit Mama Oladeji.
If I can get my fingers to cooperate with me.
That is definitely an if.
Yeah.
Hey, Mama, how's it going?
It's going.
All right.
Sinister is off the chain. He's off the chain.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't your peaceful after dark thing where people are just being coy here, you know.
Well, I'll just give my backstory about the time my friend gave me an old black cat with green eyes.
Okay.
He was so beautiful and shiny. And then I took in a little stray young, fast little young cat that she switched around with her like she was the queen of the earth. And she couldn't stand, she was kind of half feral, and she couldn't stand the old black cat. So he wasn't allowed to do anything. He couldn't even pass by her without her slacking him old. I would put his food in the other room, and she would, like, leave her food and run in there real fast. And like, what did you give him? Like, let me see what you gave him. And then she would, like, beat him up and like, start eating his food. Like, she was just really crazy. And then he got, like, caught up in the tree because he'd be running from her. And he got stuck up there, had to get people to go get him down. He was too old to get down. She just tortured him. So anyway, make a long story short, because the poem's going to tell the rest of the story. I didn't know what fleas were. So I thought I was being invaded by some type of demons or something. So the name of this piece is called Infested. Little demon cat brought something in there. I didn't know what fleas were at all. I never had encountered them before. So infested goes like this. Devastated, manifested, rude intruders, parasites under my skin, moved in, dwelling in the new hue of my skin, under my skin, mating and procreating, eating, sucking my blood, contaminating, defecating, laying eggs, reproducing in my body. Under my skin is a temple defiled. It's my body, but for now, it's their world. They have me crying tears of piss. I'm pissed off. They are happy, eating, drinking, heaven, taking occupancy, leaving me unsightly, and I am frightened for my rights to be free from the mites, the mighty mites. They have no rights, but they cannot reason, and I cannot reason with them. What is the reason? I have received a bite from a mite, and they are a devastating infestation causing me to want to leave my body, and now they hide even the beauty inside me. And the doctors gave me 50 feet. Doctors, this is not me. I was beautiful, I screamed. I'm used to being admired. Oh, I'm so tired. I scream, this is not me. I'm beautiful. Why are you standing so far away from me? This is not the real me. Help me, please. But they diagnosed me not, touched me not, It was then I knew I was contagious. This is outrageous. Why are you shunning me? This is your duty. No one cares who I used to be or what I used to look like days ago. All they know is what they see. The looks they gave were killing me. Yeah, right. Their eyes spoke. I have been molested, infested, devastated. They are the mighty mites. They are aliens, so tiny. And they will not reason with me, but do not lie. You sent them this way. You first were under my skin, and you left me open to being plagued by them. See me here at 64, a few months before, I never knew what was in store. And I cry tears of piss. I'm pissed off. I look at my face and cry. All I can do is ask why. Cry and cry. They bite and bite and bite. The mites, tiny terrorists living and feasting on my body. Oh, I've tried everything. Oils, soaps, vinegar, baking soda, neem, patchouli, lavender oil, tiger balm, save me, menthol lipton, save me, rosemary, save me, tea tree oil, save me. All my knowledge from past lives cannot save me. Coconut oil, save me. The spirit of turpentine, I know you can save me. You are on my last, you are on my list, last hope. Calamine lotion, please, I'm begging you. Kerosene, if you do nothing, I will strike a match and burn. God, what is this bacterium? So small and so deadly. Alcohol, bleach, chemicals offer no relief. Chemicals rendered for useless. I cry tears of piss. They have built a fortress on my body, resistant to all remedies. They are enemies. High heat. Light, oils, tweezers, peroxide, they increase instead of subsiding. They excrete salts into my wounds, contaminating my blood. You first defiled me, and now I am truly defiled. I'm ruined and unsightly. This is added months. Months later, I found out it was fleas. In peace.
Wow.
That's a good and, piece.
That's a really solid piece, yeah.
Sorry, Mama.
I put on the page where you can see the picture of me looking up to God with a flea bite all over my face. It's on your page. It's on the poetry page.
Perfect. Hey, Mama, thank you so much, and thanks for staying up late with us.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm a night owl.
Yeah. Oh, all right. All right, well, never mind then.
Yeah, but look at the picture because I'm going to take it down soon. I don't want everybody seeing it.
All right. Thank you, Mama. Appreciate it. All right. Bye. And that is Mama Oladeji calling from Cleveland, Ohio. All right. Sten, please give us a call. That's been some solid stuff tonight, huh?
Yeah, it has. Man.
You know what I really like is, you know, for a while, After Dark was kind of this frivolous thing. There's actual real work coming in now to After Dark, and I like that. It's like the integrity of the stuff still continues. All right, let's see. There we go. There he is. Hello, Stan. How's it going?
It's going. I love that one from Mama.
Wasn't that nice?
Anger and rage and upset over parasites.
Yeah. Well, I get a lot of anger about those things, too.
Well, I got my own little parasites in mind here.
Oh, yeah?
I call this, this is called Swoosh This, Bitches.
Perfect.
And here we go. This is definitely a blue-collar rant.
All right.
Here we go. Amalgamated, incorporated, mass created, hawked unabated, highly overrated, status associated, media flatulated. They advertise, then celebritize, to capitalize on marketing lies, then supersize to monopolize. The same oppressed hands that add that high-end swoosh The same ones make the no-name brands bargain stores push. Here's my fashion statement quote. Fits my mind and budget to a T. I'm clothed enough to cover my ass. Do not fucking arrest me. No problems hitting the bargain basement bins, nor no shame found in used but good shelves. Greed-driven high-end fads, swoosh this, bitches. You're cordially invited to go fuck yourselves. And peace.
Why do I feel like that would be wonderful just written on a business card somewhere you can hand it to people just to kind of...
Believe it or not, back in my day, running around with some interesting friends,
yeah,
there was a lady who had one of the most beautiful, beautiful, high bond business cards printed. This beautiful kind of like a golden beige.
Yeah.
And this gorgeous script on the card. And she was a very pretty young lady. And she always had the hound dogs hanging around.
Yeah.
And they'd come snipping, and she'd smile at them very casually and slide that card to them. And this is where I remembered that line. And in this beautiful script, it said, "You are cordially invited to go fuck yourself."
Some good
and I thought
stuff.
That is the perfect line to end this piece with.
You know, it really is a perfect line. You know, I was thinking about that. I remember going out. JT knows about this. I remember going out to get a drink once with a really, really, you know, beautiful woman. And it was a bar, you know, and these guys would just keep stumbling up to her because they're already drunk and trying to offer to buy her a drink, right? And I eventually hit on the thing. I go, "Well, you can buy her a drink if you buy me a drink." And so she's laughing. And we end up drinking for free the entire damn night. Just it was great.
Really?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Yeah, she thought it was hilarious. But I couldn't believe it worked, Stan. But I think a card like that would come very useful for someone like that.
Oh, absolutely. The other one I liked was, "Excuse me, but I think you might have mistaken me for someone who gives a shit."
I mean, you know, I felt I can't really use that language in school with the class, but I am writing a book for them called "I Don't Care," and which literally is just we'll just say "I don't care" on almost every page in various ways, and they can, when they're complaining about something that doesn't matter, they can look that up. Anyway, Stan, thanks so much. That was a great piece. I loved it.
All right, and thank you, and on to the next.
All right, thank you. Boy, and that was Stan from Alabama. You know, I'll say, there have been times where After Dark's been a little rough to get through, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
But I will say, the stuff that we're hearing now, this actually makes a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it. Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania. Hey, Jim, welcome back.
Dan, thanks so much. That was a great piece. I loved it.
Hey there.
Boy. All right, so we're here in the After Dark segment. Things getting a little dark. And so I'm going to give you the stage, and we'll talk after, okay?
All right. This one is titled, "You Must Know This About Me." She offered him forbidden fruit. He chose not to flee. With honey lips blowing in his ear, enticed him with what she had waiting. So in the midnight hour when they came together, she opened her well to his ladle, and drawing deep, he enjoyed the taste of her sweet water. It was more than just the thrill of the touch as he slipped the clothes from her milky white flesh, for at the age of 37, she was his first, and he was tired of waiting for the famine of female affection to end. End of poem.
Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
I really like that one, yeah.
Well, that's one that my girlfriend doesn't really like because it's a little too sexual for her.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, but I can understand where it was you know, where it's connecting to. I mean, that's more of like a cosmic sexuality to me. All right. I have never said cosmic sexuality, have the room be silent. So
Well, no. I wasn't sure. Well, my mind went blank for a moment.
Oh, no, it's totally fine. I'm one of those guys who says something in the room, gets quiet, and then I think it's funny because no one else does. I'm that guy. So, no, but Jim, I appreciate it, man. That was great. I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and tell Danielle hi, okay?
All right. Hey, Danielle, they say hi. She says hi.
All right, well, I'm glad we could have this conversation.
This is always
all right. All right, thanks a lot, Jim. All right, and that was Jim Collin from Pennsylvania. Yet another wonderful installment in the show this evening. All right, now we're traveling back to the great state of Texas to Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
Hello, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, how about this? I'm going to give you the stage, and then we'll just talk after.
All right, that works for me.
All right.
This is from my first book called Diversify and Enlighten Your Alphabet, and they're ABC poems, and there's not a title, so. Aries befriended Columbus, demanding erotic fulfillment, gaining humongous insemination jerks, knitting luxurious, moaning nothings, obscenely penetrating, quivering, railing, spasms, tingling, mutilating, vibrations, weathering, xenoerotica, yanking, zazzle. That's the end piece.
I thought that was really well worded, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enjoyed
it.
Thank you. Yeah, of course. Great job. Hey, Eric, thanks so much for all your work tonight, man. And thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks for providing the platform. One of these days, I'm going to have my own show.
All right.
And it's going to be a freedom of speech based, so you can say whatever you want. But,
all right.
And I'll let you guys know. I got to figure out, maybe I could get in touch. Maybe I could talk to you about that.
We researched the hell out of that, Eric. We're more than happy to help you.
Okay, cool. Cause I need to know what I got to do and how to do and, you know, what I got to have, blah, 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 blah.
Absolutely, so, man.
Yeah, that'd be cool if you guys don't mind. Cause I've been thinking about making a broadcast for a while. So
yeah, no problem at all.
I just got to figure out what I got to do. To do it. Yeah, that's awesome.
All right.
Well, thanks so much, guys. I'll let the other folks jump on, and I'll talk to you guys later.
All right.
And I should be available next week. So.
Sounds good.
It all depends on my work. So, but yeah, no, I appreciate it. Thanks for liking my poetry. I know I'm different.
No, it's great, man. We're happy about it.
I think we all have to be. Yeah. I think we all need to be. That's two things I talk about all the time with even poets as well. I actually got into an argument with some artists, and they're painters mainly. And we got into an argument just briefly about originality versus authenticity. And we had an argument of whether you can actually be original, or is there such thing as originality? And is there a difference from originality and authenticity?
Tell him to stop using words and go paint.
Yeah, for real. And what's crazy is that lots of these painters that I met in college when I was there, they aren't what I call a real painter, but they consider themselves to be. And why I say that is not to hate on them, but what they do is they draw. Well, most of them did. I did meet a few that actually painted right from the onto the canvas, right onto it. You know, just raw, just straight from the mind. They had the picture in their head and they drew it on there. They painted the picture on there first, but the other artists, they drew their painting and they blew it up on a projector and traced it.
Okay.
And I was like, that's not called art, but. I guess, you know, whatever.
Anything's called art, depending on what the end goal is, you know. But at any rate, that's a long discussion we can get into another time.
Yeah, no, it is. I didn't mean, I was just saying it was an interesting conversation. But
yeah, sure.
It's pretty awesome.
I like to mess around with painters and stuff and just be like, hey, you see me playing with paint? Go let me do the words, you go do the images. Yeah. It's all a joke.
What are you talking? You know, why are you talking to me? You know, shouldn't you be painting or something?
No, it's all a joke, though. I mean, everybody, it's all fair enough. Hey, Eric, thanks so much, man. Appreciate you.
Well, thanks so much for having me, guys. You guys have a good night. I'll listen to the end of the shows, and I'll be on next week too.
All right. Thanks a lot. All right. Cool. And that was Eric calling from Texas, laying it down. What? What's wrong with that?
No.
You were waiting for me to continue, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
Laying it down, sprinkling some cheese, maybe a little tomato sauce.
Mary.
All right.
Mary hung up accidentally.
Oh, no, it's okay. Mary, give us a call.
Yeah.
From Arizona, land of pancakes. They have pancakes in Arizona. I've been there.
Yes, so have I.
Yeah. They cook them on the street.
Well, that's different.
Well, someone was walking with some batter. They tripped.
Tripped,
pancake
fell
on the street.
Yep. And just fried
pancake
it up.
Street cakes.
It's awesome.
Land of street cakes. Hey, Mary, how's it going?
Arizona, Texatona, San Iona, whatever. Here we are.
Here we are. We can't turn back now.
Don't have the hair on, gonna die. That's where we are.
That's true. I had a conversation with a bunch of third graders. They came in, Mr. Amade, we want to tell you about our bucket list. I go, what? So I go, okay, well, how many people here realize that we're all going to die one day? And every hand goes up. I'm like, okay, cool. I figure that's a good conversation with 8-year-olds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We're all going to die. There's no way out of it. What are we going to say right now? Let's sing a song. Oh, God.
Why the hell not? Yeah.
Why not? I have no reason not to.
Exactly.
All right. I'm not gonna play a song. I'm gonna play a little song in the background. I'm gonna play "The Girl from Ipanema," which I just found out is in Portuguese, which is my son-in-law's language. He's from Brazil, and he married my eldest daughter 4 years ago. This version is from 1962. It's a very lovely jazzy thing that I'm trying to learn on the piano so I can do it qualifyingly here in Phoenix. And I'm gonna just read this little tiny thing by. I guess a writer that I like, as a mathematician, his name was Albert Einstein. I like that he lived as a Jew through the World War II and all of Europe and had to just be a scientist and overcome all that. And then he still came up with all these wonderful formulas that we still use today. So I'm just going to read this little thing that I came across as I play the girl from Ipanema. Just get in the mood of the song before I get to the small quote. Oh, look at me changing my mind in the third. I'm alone. I'm the last one on stage, maybe. This one's by Pablo Neruda. Not even Einstein, it's even better. Poet. It says, don't go far off, not even for a day. Don't go far off, not even for a day, because I don't know how to think. The day is long, and I'll be waiting for you. As in an empty station, when the trains are parked off somewhere else. Don't leave me, even for an hour, because then the little drops of anguish will all run together. The smoke that roams, looking for a home, will drift into me, choking my lost friend. Oh, may your silhouette never dissolve on the beach. May your eyelids never flutter into the emptiness. Don't leave me for a second, my dear. Because in that moment, you have gone so far. I'll wander mazily over all the earth, asking, will you come back? Will you leave me here? God. Everybody do the samba now if you know how to do it. And stretch and whoa. He doesn't feel. I'm gonna end it now. Isn't music just a conduit to some part of us? When I dance and I forget everything except how I feel, at that moment, everything is just about perfect.
And I agree about that.
Oh, what, you know, clapping? You didn't even know I ended? You know, I ended.
No, we knew you ended. We were just sitting here waiting to make sure you we weren't going to interrupt you.
Just being so honorable, like Gunsmoke. Draw it. 20 faces and count.
Hey, I'm only honorable about 80% of the time.
Bring the guitar.
I'm working on it. I want it to be less than 80.
Banjo when you start making me quiver.
Hey,
don't
Mary.
Don't do bluegrass on me. Thank you, Michael, and thank you, JT, and thank you, the venue, and let's go.
All right.
Next, and good night.
Good night, Mary. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. So that was Mary Collins from Arizona ending our After Dark segment. So I want to say thank you to everybody who's called in. Thank you to all of our poets from the main show and from the After Dark segment. You guys all rock. We're looking forward to seeing you. Next week, we'll have three more clues for our Poet of the Month. We'll have Studio X and a whole lot more of great stuff going on. So, until then, from Ursa the Studio Dog, from Novia the Studio Cat, from JT, and from myself, have a great night, have a great week, and until then, keep writing.